And we are joined by Mary Catherine Hutton, Operations Manager for ABAN, ABAN Against Neglect, nonprofit dedicated to empowering young mothers in Ghana. It's based out of Chapel Hill, and they have just received a couple of pretty significant honors back to back. So, Mary Catherine, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, first of all, there are a couple sort of things that happened recently with ABAN, and I want to start by this really cool award or honor that you guys won, which is that the Spanx Corporation company named ABAN as the newest winner of the Leg Up program. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Leg Up program was founded by Spanx founder Sarah Blakely. So this was a way for her to reach out to fellow women entrepreneurs. She, as a female entrepreneur, was very familiar with some of the distinct challenges that face female entrepreneurs and kind of wanted to extend some of her success and her notoriety out to other entrepreneurs and kind of give them a leg up, so to speak. So ABAN was one of our interns actually identified this opportunity, and ABAN applied and was selected. So that means that we got a full page feature in Spanx catalog, which reaches over a million customers
Wow.
nationally. So that was a really huge a huge coup for us.
That's
we're really
awesome.
Excited.
Awesome, yeah. So, and it goes out to a million customers nationally, and it has gone out already. So how has that been a boost for you guys?
Yeah, we've seen some increased traffic on the website and had kind of a sales spike as a result of that. Mm-hmm. So that's been really exciting. Just reaching a demographic, I think, that we wouldn't normally reach. Kind of introducing a band to a whole new crowd of people is always really exciting.
And it really is a cool opportunity. I know a band is an international, global organization, but mm-hmm. it's also still a fairly small organization, too. To be able to reach a million people all
exactly.
at once is really cool.
Yeah, definitely. That's how we felt about it.
And then almost simultaneously, a band also got featured on the PBS program NewsHour, too. So tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. So that article was coordinated through Rebecca Brandt, one of our co-founders and co-directors. And so that was kind of a completely different but equally exciting opportunity for us. Obviously, PBS NewsHour is a largely viewed program and reaches a really large demographic. And I think that demographic is kind of our bread and butter. Often it's people who already have in their consciousness these international issues that ABAN's trying to combat. So introducing ABAN specifically within this context mm-hmm. was really exciting. And yeah, we were very honored to be featured in that.
Oh, that's really cool. We're always excited when an organization like ABAN that starts in Chapel Hill, based locally, all of a sudden gets national coverage now on two different levels. So we're speaking with Mary Catherine Hutton, by the way, operations manager for ABAN, ABAN, which stands for ABAN Against Neglect. Tell us about ABAN. We've had you guys on the air before, mm-hmm. But it's been a little while. I think not everyone in Chapel Hill knows that this organization is right here in town, and it really is a great program.
It is, yeah. We're currently, our U.S. headquarters is in the Launch Chapel Hill Incubator, which mm-hmm. is on West Rosemary Street. And we were started by one of our co-founders as a UNC alum, Callie Broyle. So ABAN was founded by her and then two other students, Emmanuel Cormine, who's Ghanaian, and Rebecca Brandt, who is a student from Concordia University in Irvine, California.
Mm-hmm.
So the three of them met in Ghana in 2008 and kind of started ABAN. It actually came out of a classroom project to combat the issues of youth homelessness, and then plastic litter on the streets of Accra, which is Ghana's capital.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, ABAN has grown tremendously. We now have 20 employees on the ground in Ghana, and then we have three full-time, becoming four full-time staff, actually, next month in the U.S. And since then, we've graduated three classes of young women. We'll graduate our fourth this summer. We've reached, I believe, over 50 women and children have kind of matriculated through our program at this point.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing to be a part of it. I've been with ABAN for 2 years now, and just to watch the level of growth that kind of occurs still on a month-to-month and year-to-year basis is really, really exciting.
And it's just a really great example of sort of innovation at its finest, because mm-hmm. it is a perfect solution to two problems which seem to be completely disparate and disconnected. Mm-hmm. It's homelessness and litter all at the same time. So mm-hmm. how does that work?
Yeah, so specifically how it works is we take this litter and kind of upcycle it into our products, which you can mm-hmm. see at aband.org, and which we sell in several local boutiques here in the Chapel Hill, Colorado
Cameron's,
area.
Cameron's, right? I know
it's Cameron, one. Cameron's, yeah. Yeah, Townsend and Bertram.
Yep, yep.
So just several stores. You can see all the list of our retailers on the website. So those products are made as a part of our programs by local seamstresses and tailors on the ground in Ghana. And then, of course, the proceeds from those sales go back into our programs. Currently, or up until now, we've kind of run a 2-year residential vocational training program, but we've aimed at achieving kind of a holistic atmosphere. So combating the emotional and psychological ramifications of homelessness and of mm-hmm. need. And in addition to that, trying to provide education and vocational training. And that's been a lot. So actually over the coming year, we're going to transition a little bit away from that model and just do a pure vocational training model. So okay. it'll be a day school model. And we think that with that transition, we can reach a lot more women, which is really exciting.
Oh, it's really cool. Mary Catherine Hutton, Operations Manager at Aband. Check out the website, which is aband.org,
mm-hmm,
right?
You got it.
And visit Cameron's, Townsend, Bertram. There's a bunch of other businesses in the area that sell these products, and they're really, really, really cool products, and it's a great opportunity not only to get some terrific merchandise, but also to help people out as well, and mm-hmm. to literally help solve problems half a world away. So, really great that Aband is in Chapel Hill, and it really is one of the cool organizations in town. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.